Unfortunately, many parts of Donegal are being left behind in relation to how the government are going about bringing broadband across the country. We have seen licenses for 3G and 4G auctioned off by the government at very high prices, and we have seen a national broadband plan put in place which has put a minimum requirement for all areas to have 20 megabytes of broadband. However, we see many homes across Donegal still without basic broadband services, and there is no impetus from the government or no real attack from the government to try and achieve a situation where every house gets a minimum level of service. It's very much been left to the operators to actually go where the demand is and where there's a profit. And meanwhile, despite the fact that the government are selling off the licenses at a very high price, they're putting no requirement or no onus on those companies to ensure that every house gets a service. And that's very, very damaging for a county like Donegal. And we're seeing the results of it in many parts of the county remaining without basic services while high-speed broadband has been brought to our larger cities and towns.
In relation to the implementation of the National Broadband Plan and the Rural Broadband Scheme, has the Minister for Communications let down, failed the people of Donegal?
Absolutely, I believe so. And I mean, if you talk to many people across our county who don't have basic broadband services, that will be proof of the fact. We need an approach from the government which ensures all parts of the county get broadband. It's essential for business, it's essential for everyday life now. And although broadband actually opens up a county such as ours to the wider world and opens potential for us to do business with any part of the world, if it's not actually delivered, then we fall even further behind than we have been before. So it offers massive potential. We need to see the government go about their business in a way that ensures it is delivered to all parts of the county and all parts of the country. Unfortunately, what we've seen up until now, that has not been the case. And what I'm asking and what the Minister has been refusing to give me is an update on how Donegal has fared in relation to his national broadband plan. And we need to see that, because if we do, it will identify the gaps which we need to see the government taking very immediate action to fill.